Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the second hour of the show, wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. First hour show, we talked about the Kavanaugh hearings. Look, I've been telling you guys about this great opportunity. I've been telling you to go to funanna.com, hit the cannabis real estate project. Get in on this right now. Right now, we have from funanna.com, Vincent. Vincent, welcome to the WB show.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. Vincent, you know, I'm so excited about what's going on. We had Nicole Birch on yesterday, and like I told her, I said, I want to get educated. I want to get the listeners educated and want to give them opportunities in the process. So tell me a little bit about what you guys got going on.
Okay, so we have Fundana.com. Fundana.com is a funding portal. And that is a SEC term. Basically, we are regulated by the SEC and FINRA to allow anyone to invest in cannabis and hemp deals. I said anyone because it's a new thing, because it used to be only rich people. The SEC calls them accredited, right? So this is new. So anyone in the world can invest. For example, we have one real estate deal, which I think it is the safest, because there are no restrictions from the federal government, because still cannabis, it is illegal at federal level, right? So we have this deal, and anyone can invest as little as $300. Of course,
so
they can invest more.
So let me ask you this before we go on. What you're basically saying is that the way this is set up right now, anybody can invest in this, not just the rich. Anybody can invest in it, and the safest one to you right now is the real estate one, because on the federal side, cannabis is still illegal, but on the state level, is legal in a lot of states because of the state sovereignty rights.
That's correct. That's correct. And the Attorney General that we have, his views are a little bit weird on the situation. So even if the states said okay, they might still, it's still a risk to invest directly in cannabis deals, right?
Right.
But having a real estate cannabis deal, we call that ancillary. That means it's not touching the plant directly. Because of that, the federal government, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, even if they want to do something, they cannot.
And so people can come in. So people can come in on this as little as $300, but they can invest more if they choose to.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Now let me ask you this too. Now, why is there such an interest right now in cannabis? What you know? I said that this may be the new alcohol after prohibition, or the new Silicon Valley. Why is this such a big thing now?
Well, the cannabis industry is big, okay? And it is not a new industry. It is mostly an industry that goes from the black market, from illegal to illegal, to legal, I'm sorry, right? So we know the demand is there. And there are some estimates that by 2021, it will be like $25 billion industry.
Wow.
I think it will be more. It will be more. And right now, big players, they already started looking at it, right? Constellation brands, alcohol, right, industry. Mm-hmm. They had a deal recently into the cannabis. Coca-Cola, they are looking to use CBD, one of the cannabis chemicals, right? One of the cannabis compounds to use in Coca-Cola-based beverages, right? And even the fact that the cannabis is illegal at federal level, I think it's a mistake, right? And I think many people in the United States and in the world kind of figured that out. So the whole process to make cannabis illegal way back when was just because some industries wanted that. And as usual, the government play their hand. So, and there is lots of research that cannabis has lots of medical properties, and there is proof that cannabis has hemp lots of industrial uses.
Well, let me ask you this, Vincent, because the medical properties are fantastic, the hemp properties are fantastic. But for people who are just learning about this, for people who go to funanna.com and they want to get involved in the cannabis real estate part of this, what's the risk for them? That's what I really need to know. What's the risk?
There is risk. Any investment, it is risky, unless you invest in treasury bills that will give you 5% return per year, because they are backed by the federal government. So other than that, any investment, it is risky. But there is a rule in life, I think, with higher risks, you have the potential for higher returns, right? And I think in the cannabis industry, it's not the correlation. It is, I would say, with higher risk, you get extra ultra higher expectations of returns, right?
Right.
So because the industry, it is new in a way, as I said before, will come from illegal to legal market, right? So it's not an industry that people are just discovering and the demand is to be created. The demand is there, right? Plus, when things as more states go into, you know, become legal, the demand will grow even more.
Now you brought up something that because we're almost out of time for the interview, so I want to bring this. I want to really kind of highlight something you brought up, because you're bringing up something that's very important. You brought up the fact that it's going to be so many other uses for cannabis, and I think that's really what's going to take this over the top. It's not going to be just for medicinal purposes. It's going to be for clothing. It's going to with the hemp. It'll be for medical reasons with the CBD, for energy reasons. I mean, what do you think this will be for somebody who's getting in on this right now? 5 years from now, what do you think this is going to be?
It can be really big, okay? Why? Still, right now, there are, I would say, smaller players into the field, and everybody expects, and that will be the probably biggest exit ever. So anyone that right now enters the market in any shape or form, right, they will have a certain business in their hands, right? But soon, big pharma will come in.
Right.
Big tobacco will come in. Big alcohol. And God knows what other big players will come. And what they will do, in general, what they do, they buy everybody. They buy everybody out. So imagine you own something right now in the cannabis, and then in, 5 years or something, God knows, eventually the federal government will make cannabis legal somehow. It will. For example, right now there are like three or four.
The leaves are falling. While shopping for a new rake, you check your ADT security camera from your phone and see some kids with toilet paper and eggs approaching your property. Then you see what they see, your ADT sign and outdoor camera, and scurry away. Scarecrow Service, brought to you by ADT, designing and installing a smart home just for you, backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, for everybody who's doing, like, survivor pools and footballs, I get a lot of people emailing me, hey, what team should I pick in my survivor pool? What team should I pick? So I'm going to give you some game. I'm going to give you the games right now. So the first game is Cincinnati versus Atlanta. Now, let me say this to you. I'm going to give you little things on who's going to win, but I'm also going to give you players that you might want to think about playing in your lineups if you're playing fantasy football, okay? Now, the lineups that I have will be up at the WB show by 3 p.m. Eastern time today. You can go get your lineups. Now, I'm going to tell you again, use my lineup as a guideline. You don't have to use every player I'm using. If you like somebody else, take one of my players out and put your player in, okay? With that being said, I'm about to give you something in each game. Here we go. First game is Cincinnati versus Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to win this game. However, this is going to be a very high-scoring game. Atlanta has a whole lot of injuries, and they've given up a whole lot of yards passing to the running backs and to the secondary wide receiver. I love in this game, these are the players I love in this game, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Kelvin Ridley, Tevin Coleman, Gio Bernard, A.J. Green, Tyler Boyd, Tyler Effort, Andy Dalton. All the offenses are in play in this game. All of them. You can mix and match however you want to do it. All of them have the possibility of having huge games. This is going to be one of these games that's going to be a complete just – scoring fest. It's going to be like last night's game. All right? Tampa Bay versus Chicago. Love Chicago at home in this game. Their defense is going to be top three. Ryan Fitzmagic, even though he's been having a great year, how do you get him to make mistakes? If you can get to him, if you can rush the quarterback, he makes mistakes. The Bears can rush the quarterback. I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game. In fact, I'm not using none of the players in this game in none of my fantasy stuff. Detroit at Dallas. I love Detroit in this game. Love Detroit in this game. I think Zeke Elliott would have a decent game, but I think the players in this game that's going to have the big games is Golden Tate, Galladay, and Kerryon Johnson, the running back for Detroit. like Detroit in that game. Buffalo at Green Bay. Green Bay, I don't think this is going to be a very high-scoring game. You might want to use Adams. Adams seems to score a touchdown every week for Green Bay, but I'm not going to use none of the players from this game. Philadelphia at Tennessee. This is a tough game because Tennessee can win this game because of their defense. The problem is Tennessee can't score. So because of that reason, I'm going to go with Philadelphia. Not going to use any of the players from this game in my fantasy stuff either. This is not a game that I would play anybody out of. Houston and Indianapolis. Houston has to win this game. In fact, if they don't win this game, the coach may be fired. Because of that reason, I'm going to pick Houston. I think DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, and Deshaun Watson all will have good games. I even like Lamar Miller in this game. Miami at New England. This is going to be the shock of the week. New England normally does not lose home division games. In fact, I think Brady's record over the last 10 years is something like 27-1. He's lost one time at home against a division rival. I like Miami in this game. I think Miami is going to pull the upset. I think this is going to be a good scoring game. I think James White is going to have a decent game. I think Gronk is going to have a big game. Miami, it's too hit or miss, but they're going to have some players that's going to have some good games. I just don't know who, I'm going to be honest with you. My algorithm that I use has Devontae Parker having a big game and has Kenny Stills having a decent game. I don't trust Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback. So it's hard for me to play one of them when I don't trust the quarterback. New York at Jacksonville. I'm not playing no players in this game. This is probably going to be a very low-scoring game. I like Jacksonville. Cleveland at Oakland. Everybody is going to be on Cleveland because of Baker Mayfield. Everybody. I think Oakland's going to win this game. I think Oakland's going to win this game. I think that Carr is going to have a decent game. I think on Cleveland's side, I think that Carlos Hyde is going to have a decent game. And the tight end in Joko for Cleveland is going to have a decent game. I also like the tight end from Oakland to have a decent game as well over there. Seattle at Arizona. If Doug Baldwin plays, I think Seattle wins this easily. If he does not play, I like Arizona, and I like David Johnson to bounce back and have a good week this week. New Orleans and New York. This is going to be another high-scoring game. Now, I'm not a fan of Eli Manning, but New Orleans has been giving up 345 passing yards a game. Their average to the wide receivers, they're giving up 281 yards a game. They're giving up 3.3 touchdowns a game. Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard, remember this name, Sterling Shepard, especially on DraftKings, Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, all should have huge, huge games. Breeze, Kamara, Thomas, of course, for New Orleans, but don't be surprised if Ted Ginn Jr. doesn't score a touchdown. He may score two, actually. Play players out of this game. The two games I would tell y'all to make sure y'all get players out of, the Cincinnati and Atlanta game, New Orleans and New York game, and then this next game I'm going to give you right here. This San Francisco-Los Angeles game. Love Melvin Gordon in this game. Why do I love Melvin Gordon? Because I think the Chargers are going to get up, and they're going to be up by 14, and they're just going to run the ball. I don't think they're going to do nothing else after that. But in the process of getting up 14, I think Mike Williams of the Los Angeles Chargers is going to have a huge game. I love Mike Williams in this game at wide receiver, even more than Keenan Allen. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Now, everybody thinks this is going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be one. I think this is going to be old-school AFC North football. I really do. I think this is going to be like a 20-17 game. Juju Smith-Schuster should have a game. Maybe Michael Crabtree or Willie Snead for Baltimore coming out of the slot. Kansas City at Denver. Love Kansas City. This is on the Monday night game. This is the game that I will be playing the most players on a Monday night game. Denver players should have a good game. All the Kansas City players should have a good game. Washington at Carolina. I love, love, love Carolina in this game. I think they win this game easily because of their defense. I think Cam has a huge game. Huge game. I think McCaffrey has a huge game. So those are the picks. Told you the players I like.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Watch some of your favorite shows on BizTV. Check to see if you get BizTV by going to BizTV.com. And now, back to BizTalk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. To do the second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So I gave you the football picks, and, you know, I want to say this for everybody out there who's rooting for their teams. Root for your team. Go ahead. Go ahead. I wish my team, the Bears, would pick up Kaepernick. We need a quarterback. Mitch Trubisky is horrible. Jacksonville need to pick up Kaepernick, too. Blake Bortles is not going to get y'all to the Super Bowl. I just want y'all to know that. I don't care how good your defense is. Can't get you there. Now, let me touch on Kavanaugh again before we finish up this hour. You know, Flake has come out and said that he was going to support Kavanaugh. That shouldn't be no surprise, y'all. I told you this yesterday, that this is going to come down to Murkowski and Collins. You got to call the two ladies. They're the only ones who are going to stand up to what's going on. Now, what's sad is that Flake and Coker are both leaving the Senate, and they don't even have the balls to say, we need to pause this. I mean, it's sad. I mean, we live in a very sad time when it comes to partisanship in politics in this country, because it's not about the people anymore. It's about the party. It has nothing to do with the people. These people are pushing this man through and riding with this man just because Trump chose them and they want to look like they're being true to the party. Not because they're trying to get the best person on the seat for the people. And that's the sad part about it. And see, this is the other part about this that's really sad. If this was their daughter or their wives or their sisters, they would want people to believe what they're saying. They wouldn't like it if somebody was saying, well, I believe it happened to her. It just wasn't me. Because that's a nice way to say she crazy. She's hallucinating. To think it was me, she cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. It might have happened in her alternative mind, but it didn't happen with me. That's what they're basically saying. And like I told you yesterday, what the Republican senators don't even realize that they're doing. They might as well go back 36 years, lay on top of this young 15-year-old girl, and put their hand over her mouth, just like Brett Kavanaugh did. Because that's what they're doing right now. They're making her be quiet by insinuating that she's crazy. And see, that's the thing this is why I get so frustrated with American media and CNN and Fox and MSNBC, because nobody on none of these shows that I heard once said, well, they're calling her crazy in a nice way. They believe something happened to her, but she must be crazy because she's saying that Brett was the one who did it to her. And like I told you guys earlier in the show, Donald Trump is the invisible bully. He's the gooch. He's the orange gooch. Think about all the stuff he talked about. Think about how badly he talked about Lindsey Graham, about Bob Corker, about Jeff Flake. And these dudes voting with him. It's the orange gooch. Oh, no, you better vote. The gooch gonna get you. Gooch gonna get you. Gonna get you. What you gonna do when the gooch come for you? They playing all them songs. They scared. The gooch. The OG coming, the orange gooch. They worried, boy. They worried. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ted Cruz, he called this. What did he say? Ted Cruz's daddy helped kill Kennedy. Called Ted Cruz's wife ugly. Think about this. The man that called your wife ugly, he called your man. He said, she's a two. I don't do twos. Called your wife a two. And you sitting here riding for this dude? Raphael. Poor Raphael. Raphael. Then he won't act like he a tough Texan. That's why I be laughing. These dudes be talking tough. This dude just called your girl a two. And you sitting up here riding his scrotum. And your girl, your, how does his wife even look at him? You let the orange gooch call me a two, Raphael. Oh, man. How you gonna let a dude call your girl a two? And then you ride for the dude. Man, come on. Come on, man. Come on. He want to act like he a tough Texan. The Texas I'm from, we like barbecue and liquor. Whatever, man. Whatever. It's unbelievable. It really is. Oh, man. And then, see, you can always tell privilege, right? Did y'all catch what Brett Kavanaugh did in the hearing yesterday? Now, the two women, right, the one who went to Yale and Miss Ford, they come from privilege too. So he was very like, no, it just didn't happen. It didn't happen. No, I didn't do it. Pay no attention to me sniffing. Pay no attention to me looking like I'm drunk right now. I didn't do it. No, I'm just like the president. No, I didn't do it. No. Then when they asked him about the other girl, the third girl, what's her name, Stanick? He lost it. Like she was beneath him. That's ludicrous. No way. Because she come from the impoverished side of town. She wasn't part of the money. That's why he was like, oh, no, That's impossible. I would never do that. I wouldn't even look at that. She ain't got enough money. Sweating it. Right. That's her name, Sweat. I mean, he lost it when it came to sweating it. But the other two women, he was nice. No, no, no. And then the other part that was hilarious to me was how he kept trying to tell the senators what to ask him. Why are you asking me about her? You're ruining her name. It's no reason for you to even bring this up. Why are you asking about this? Wait a minute. You're the one being questioned. How are you going to tell me what I can ask you? You just want to trash her name. I was ambushed. Now you're trying to ambush her. You drink liquor? You black out? Oh, my God, boy. You could tell. I mean, like, let me just be completely honest with you. After watching him yesterday, all I could think about, he's a pompous ass who I wouldn't want nowhere near my court case if I was somebody in court. He came off very, very, very unlikable. He really did. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, he was a pompous ass up there yesterday. He really felt like these people questioning him was beneath him. And that's the way he came off. came off as, you people are beneath me. Why are you even asking me this stuff? You know this seat belongs to me. You know this belongs to me. Stop asking me stupid stuff. And then Senator Kennedy gonna close out the questionnaire. I'm going to ask you one good time, sir. Do you believe in God, sir? Yes, I do. So I'm going to ask you, sir, do you swear to God? Did you do this? No, I didn't do it. You swear to God? I swear to God. Lord have mercy. You talking about a dog and pony show. You talking about a dog and pony show, boy. And look, as much as I'm making fun of them, the Democrats was just as bad. Cory Booker is a joke to me. I'm sorry, y'all. Cory up there, I don't know. His questions just seem awkward to me. Kamala questions are always smooth and poignant, and they have a purpose.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
From Main Street to Wall Street, we have the business content you need. So sit back, take notes, and tell your friends about Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now.
All right, everybody, let me thank everybody who's watched the show, listened to the show, tell your friends and family members about the show. Happy birthday to my homeboy, the chef, Chef Darwin. It's going to be his birthday on Sunday. Since I won't be live, I'm going to tell you happy birthday today, brother. Appreciate you. My boy sent me a new drink, y'all. I got a new drink. Now, I want y'all to listen how to make this drink. I'm trying it myself for the first time this weekend. All right? In fact, let me make sure I'm giving y'all the right ingredients because I ain't never done this drink myself. It's a new drink, y'all. We got a new drink. New drink. All right. So let me see what's all in this drink. So the graveyard, you need some vodka. You need a shot of vodka, a shot of gin. You need a shot of tequila. You do a shot of triple sec. You do a shot of Jack Daniels. You do a shot of Black Label, Johnny Walker Scotch. You do maybe a quarter of Heineken mixed in that. And then you do a quarter of Guinness to fill it off at the top. Then you stir it up. That's the drink, y'all. That's the drink. That's the drink. I'm trying it tonight. So you do a shot of gin, a shot of vodka, a shot of tequila, a shot of triple sack, a shot of Jack Daniels, a shot of Johnny Walker Black. Then you put a little bit of Heineken in it and a little bit of Guinness, and then you mix it up. You mix it up. Y'all go ahead and try that out. Try that out with me. I didn't lead you wrong with the Wild Irish Rose and Sprite, did I? Told you, change your life. Change your life. Y'all scared? Y'all, oh, no, you're going to brown and white liquor? Oh, man, your liver. Oh. It's one drink, y'all. It's one drink. You drink that one drink, you good for the night. You don't need nothing else. You don't need nothing else. Oh, man. Let me see something. Wait. Shot of gin, shot of vodka, shot of tequila. So that's three shots. You got five shots of liquor in there, y'all. Five shots. Most of y'all drink more than that when you go to the club. Most of y'all drink more than that when you go. Triple sec isn't a liquor. And then the beer, you getting a half a glass of beer total between two beers. You're getting a half a glass of beer and five shots and some triple sec. Y'all, man, y'all, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir, big brother, sir. Can I have another one? My man Jay said I need to do another drinking show. I might do a drinking show. I might come in here. I might do that. I might come and make the drink live on air. Hey, y'all, how y'all, have y'all see me making the concoction and drinking it live on air? But I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. All right, so before we get out of here, pay close attention to two things this weekend. Two very important things this weekend. One, pay attention to how much the White House is tweeting this weekend. And the reason I'm telling you to pay attention to this is because since I've been on air today, I've gotten four texts from two people who are my inside sources in the Department of Justice and in the administration. And both people are telling me basically the same thing, that Mueller is real close to issuing indictments. And if he's close to issuing indictments, it's going to be on Don Jr., Jared Kushner, Eric Trump. So if you see a lot of tweets coming out of the White House and the administration this weekend, you're going to know it's because they're getting the same information that I'm getting right now. Pay attention to that. Pamela, I'm not, Pamela talking about don't let Warren set y'all up for the 52 fake out with this drink. I'm not trying to get y'all a 52 fake out. Come on now. I'm going to try it. If y'all don't want to try it, y'all ain't got to try it. Y'all ain't got to try it. So pay close attention to what's going on in that White House. The second thing that you need to be paying attention to, it is something happening right now that a lot of people are not paying attention to. Pay attention to what's going on in the Koreas, between North and South Korea. Because I am still under the belief that Kim Jong-un is playing America like a funky piano. And I believe he's trying to get relationships strong enough with South Korea that they will join China, North Korea, and Japan to form a united front against the United States. This is why China is not backing down on this tariff war. And now North Korea and South Korea, if they can reconnect. And see, you got to understand something. See, this is the stupidity of Americans. But also, it's not just stupidity. It's the overconfidence of America. Y'all realize South Korea and North Korea, they're family. And when I say they family, I'm talking about they actually are blood-related family. Many people in South Korea come from North Korea. They're family. They might have been fighting all this time, but they ain't gonna let nobody else come in and just blow up their stuff. That's just like us. We can get into a fight, but if somebody mess with y'all, they gotta fight me too, because you're family. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you, I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Don't forget you get your lineups, 5 o'clock. And radio folks, get your $50 in. Get it in, get it in, get it in. Talk to you guys Monday. Been listening to the WB.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.